Welcome along to the Ink Tank. Yes, over the summer months, the merchandise are some temp tats that you can put on yourself as you venture out into beer gardens or go to work with the Dave Berry Breakfast Show temporary tattooed on your forehead.
Yeah,
how
imagine.
Cool are you going to be?
Yeah.
If you were able to have one, Matt,
yes.
Where would you put me on your body?
I'd do it on my under my bottom lip.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I like that.
Pull it down every now
yeah,
and
that's
again to
nice.
Surprise you. Yeah.
But you could do the kind of the girl in Indiana Jones and put it on
the
eyelids
on the
and bleed.
Yeah.
That's what I might do.
It?
Just so when yeah. I look in the mirror, I see my own show name.
You can never not see you.
I can never not see me. He knows me too well. Anna, where would you put me on your body?
I think I'd go my wrist.
Oh, classy.
Yeah, because then I think everyone can see. It's a talking point.
Yeah, it's good.
It's true.
Glenn, I'd hoped you'd put me along your index finger so you could do that mustache thing from the 2010s.
No, I'd go one step further. I would have it as a mustache. I'd go below my nose and just have a full Dave Berry Breakfast Show mustache.
Oh, beautiful.
Wherever you want to put it on your body, the choice is yours. You're going to get a little pack of three, don't you know? But first, well, you need to answer a question based on a bit from yesterday's show. We were asking you to hand in the cool badge, and we received this correspondence. Dave, I wish to hand in my cool badge. As a cabin crew, I stand at the doors of the aeroplane and say goodbye to our passengers. It gets samey, so I try to mix up my goodbyes, and I went to say see you, and accidentally said... Oh! So, what did our anonymous member of cabin crew say to the passenger instead of goodbye? Is it A, I love you? Or B, thank you for being such an incredible leader and mentor to me. You shall be missed.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
This is where real music matters. We have a whole pile of it, so why not mix it up? Use that Absolute Radio network available via the app on your DAB radio or, of course, via your smart speaker. And for you early birds, whichever playlist you have chosen, there's a chance to win some merchandise, and we have temp tattoos of the show logo that we would like you to sport up and down around the UK, maybe even the world, whilst you're on holiday, to get the word about this show out there to the people. And joining us right now on line one, we have Jamie. Hello, Jamie.
Hi there, how you doing?
Very good, thanks, man. Welcome along to the show. I'm very excited about having you on because we were talking during the last song and you are going to this year's Isle of Wight Festival, aren't you, Jamie?
I am, absolutely. Cannot wait.
Yeah, it's going to be very, very exciting. If you'd like to go to the Isle of Wight Festival as Jamie is... Well, as the old adage goes in radio, don't touch that dial because 10 weeks of tickets is back at 7:30. Got your chance to be there. But Jamie, you've said if you were to win the tattoo, you're going to go to the Isle of Wight Festival sporting the show logo on your body. Is that the case?
That is absolutely 100% the case.
Well, let's just get the gubbins out of the way, shall we? Yesterday, we had a message regarding a cool badge handed in by an anonymous member of cabin crew who said something instead of goodbye to a passenger as they were disembarking the plane. Was it, I love you, or thank you for being such an incredible leader and mentor, you will be missed?
I'm going to go with I love you.
Yes, absolutely right. Brilliant. Yeah. Well done. I'm so pleased you've got the tats. So the show logo is off to the Isle of Wight Festival.
Great.
But which part of Jamie's body is it going on? That's the big question. Where are you going to put us, Jay?
Well, I did think I was going to put it on my hand, but I might put it on my neck. I'm not sure
yet. Oh, yeah, because bad boy, it's more bad boy.
Oh, yeah.
On the,
proper
you know,
rock
like,
and roll.
Yeah, proper rock and roll slash Nasty Nick from EastEnders back in the day. Either way, I love it, Jamie. Have fun at the festival and thanks for tuning into the Breakfast Show.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
We're about to enjoy the social ammunition with Matt Dyson as we do every weekday morning around this time. But I've got to go back to the actual news. Anna Geary, I'm fascinated by this great Dane in Idaho. You told us how tall it is, but you didn't tell us how much does your dog weigh?
So there's no exact weight that I can find on the internet, but it does say that Great Danes weigh over 100 pounds.
Wow.
It takes them 18 months to get to that full adult weight and they gain like 2 or 3 pounds a week.
Goodness me. And how tall is the tallest dog in the world?
So he's 3'2", but when he's on his hind legs, he's 7 foot.
Oh my God. Like an NBA player. Wow. Yeah. Which is a freak of nature. He always is. Where are you going? Nowhere. I'm not going anywhere, Fido. Why?
Can I just say a well, he's named after Kevin in Home Alone.
Is he?
Yeah, and also it says online that he's a gentle giant. He's actually scared of vacuums.
Is he? Aren't we all? It's so weird we should have a Kevin from Home Alone because we're talking about have you been booby-trapped by your kids today?
Yeah.
And of course,
weird.
Kevin McAllister is the king of the booby-trapping kids. Wow. Do keep those coming, by the way. 8, 12, 15. But Matt, let's get down to the show.
But we stay with this animal theme because you may have seen this story that's doing the rounds. There was a big article in the New York Times style section about the rise of the rodent man. The most physically desirable thing a man can be at this moment in time is mousy. Apparently, right?
What, in hair colour or
in everything
demeanor?
About their face.
What do you mean?
I think actors like Jeremy Allen, the main guy in The Bear.
Oh, such a good series.
Matty Healy from the 1975. He's basically King Rat. They're all rodent men. They're described as being it's an unconventional mousy man with a toothy smile, and instead of a chiselled face like Brad Pitt or Chris Hemsworth, it's more
or
pointy.
Dave Berry. That's what the other name.
Doesn't mention
that.
It's more important their faces are angular so they also have big ears and they come off as edgy and elusive because they are slightly rodent.
So if you're looking for the ideal man right now, you want someone who's going to sit under your hat and control you in the kitchen.
Ratatouille style, basically. So Splinter from Ninja Turtles is now Pinup.
He is funny. I thought
you were going to say he is fit.
This has been going off in my single girl's WhatsApp chat. Because it's in the New York Times.
That's
the real story. It's a big deal.
So Matt gets all of his social ammo content from now, the New York Times.
So it's also like Rami Malek, Adam Driver, all rodent men, all very hot right now. Willem Dafoe, he's been leading the way for years.
He's rat OG.
He's like the Roland Rat of the gang. He's been around for a long time.
I'm sorry, but let's go back to this single girls group WhatsApp thing.
Hello. It's ridiculous.
So what is everyone sharing? Do you like the rat man?
Men, yeah.
And do they all
agree? And what's the answer?
Have we done a poll?
Well, everyone's just really into it right now.
It's just a fad.
Poor rat men. Do you remember that time in 2024 when we were hot, guys? And then just get back to gnawing on your little bit of cheese.
Amazing, isn't it? Yeah, it's lovely. The rise of the rat man. Now, Dave, just finally, we go from rats to cats.
Great.
Because there's a warm-up ahead of the Talking Pet Friday tomorrow, a remix from TikTok that's been sent to me many times. Bagel90 on Twitter, Adam John on Instagram. It's a Benson Boone remix, Beautiful Things, you know the song by Benson Boone, Clint's nephew. And why he haven't done a cover of Hi Ho Silver yet, I do not know. Boone Does Boone is the next stage in his career, but here is Beautiful Things with a cat in it. It's amazing. Have a listen.
These beautiful things that I've got.
It works. Love it.
Oh, Matt, all the rodent men are fleeing. Why are you playing that?
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio. 10 weeks of tickets.
Here it is, another chance for you to join us at the Isle of Wight Festival 2024 as part of 10 weeks of tickets. We have two competitors lined up ready to play now, but don't forget there's another chance for you to win from 4 p.m. this afternoon with Bush and Richie. And first of all, on line one is Kevin. Good morning, Kevin.
Morning, Dave. Morning, Steve.
Welcome along to the show. Hello. On line two is Kim. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning, Dave. Good morning, team.
Welcome along to the show, Kim. Both are fans of the main station. It's Kevin and Kim. Kevin and Kim. Kevin, Kevin, Kevin and Kim. Kevin, this is Kim. Kim, this is Kevin.
Hello.
Hello. Okay, guys, this is what's going to happen. In front of me, I have five items, the price of which is based on Isle of Wight festivals from days gone by. All you need to do is tell me, is the next item higher or lower in price? If you're in control of the board when we get to the final item, you win the tickets. Now, Kevin, we're going to be starting with you because you were selected at random first. Are you ready to play?
Yes, good to go.
Okay. First of all, lock this into your brain. The Doors played the Isle of Wight Festival back in 1971, and that year, a packet of pork sausages cost 49 pence.
Oh.
So, 40...
Imagine the state
what a reaction.
Of them.
I think it's all relevant.
It'd be an awful fest, wouldn't it?
Wasn't like an old... It's not old meat, that's why it's cheap.
Have you got tickets for Awful Fest?
Yeah,
I'm wearing my Awful Fest t-shirt. Yeah.
The sweetmeats are going to be amazing.
So... 49p, Kevin. 49p. The Kaiser Chiefs took to the main stage in 2008. But in 2008, was a pint of milk higher or lower than 49p?
Higher.
It was lower. It's 42p, which means, Kim, you're in control. 42p, you've got that in your brain as I ask you this. In 2002, our very own Tim Burgess and the Charlatans played the main stage. But in 2002, was a Mars bar higher or lower than 42p in cost?
Higher.
You're saying higher. It was lower. It's 30p.
What?
Which means we're going back to you, Kevin. 30p's in your brain. As I say, in 1968, the Bonzo Dog Doodah Band played at the festival. But in 1968, was an Olympia Splendid portable typewriter higher or lower than 30p?
Higher.
It was higher. It was £28. Yes. You're still in control. With £28 ringing around your mind, I ask you this. Keener playing the main stage this year, but in 2024, is a tie-dye Furby higher or lower in price than £28?
Higher.
Higher is correct. It is £54.99. So, Kevin, get this one right. You've won the tickets. If not, Kim, you have won those tickets. $54.99 is the number that means everything to you right now as I ask you this question. In 2019, the Cortinas played the main stage on the Friday night, but was a copy of FIFA 19 higher or lower than $54.99?
Higher.
You're saying higher, and I'm saying to you, Kevin... Congratulations, you guys, to the Isle of Wight Festival. Yes. It was $59.99. Kim, great having you on board and playing along. Thanks for tuning in on the main station. But Kevin, we'll see you at the Isle of Wight Festival. Bravo.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
So I was booby-trapped by my five-year-old daughter, Evie.
Yeah.
She'd been on a play date. This is how it all came about.
Yeah.
And it's kind of half an accident. Semi-accidental booby trapping. She'd been on a play date to a place that's just slides and sand. And she returned home like one of the sand people from Star Wars.
She was in all her
covered
pocket.
In
Tuscan
sand.
Tuscan Raider.
Yeah. So I picked her up by the shoulders and I was trying to shake her like outside before she came in the house. But only some of it kind of dissipated.
Like you're panning for gold.
Yeah. She was going, Dad, what are you doing? Can I please have a snack plate? Thank you very much indeed. So I was shaking her and I brought her in. And obviously we went about the rest of the evening routine. You know, we did dinner. We watched a little bit of the iPad. Then we went up to the bed and we're doing teeth and stuff. And I noticed that wherever she'd been sat throughout the course of the evening, there was like a little padlet pool of sand.
Yeah.
Like little sand dunes everywhere. So she lays on the bed. She sits on my bed while she brushes her teeth. And she goes to bed. And then, because I am so rock and roll, shortly after my five-year-old goes to bed, so do I. It's one of the kind of products of this show. You just have to go to bed around the same time as your toddler child.
Yeah, I go to bed before my eldest daughter's name.
Do you?
She's like, I'll see you tomorrow.
The apprentice has become the master. So does Bess like tuck you in?
Sometimes Maggie does tuck me in.
Yeah, now you've had enough screen time. Just time to get to sleep.
We'll read a bit of War and Peace for you. Right. A bit of John Grisham just before you go to bed.
It's lovely. It's going to happen, but it's happened a lot sooner. Sooner than we'd hoped or expected, to be honest. So anyway, I put Evie to bed and I go back to my bed and turn the lights off, lower the blinds, because the other thing about this is that the sun's streaming through, you know, so it's difficult enough as it is.
This time of year.
So So I kind of nestle down and I put my feet out and I realise that I've kind of, because I like to do the hospital bed making, you know, the corners and stuff. All I like it all in. To be all nice yeah. and tucked in. So I have to do the little leg shuffle. So I sit up in bed and I do the leg shuffle. I go, huh! And honestly, 1,000 grains of sand straight in my eyeballs.
Wow.
In your face. That was how I tried to get to sleep that night. It was in my front of my hair. It was in my eyes. So I'm trying to stumble my way around. I had to go to the bathroom and try and wash my eyes out before then trying to relax. That is not a peaceful bedtime routine for me. Evie, stop booby trapping daddy.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
We decided to spend a portion of the show today discussing being booby trapped by your kids. And joining us right now, we have Dad Nathan. Good morning, Nathan.
Morning, Dave. How are you?
Yeah, good, man. Welcome along to the show. So, who is the kid in question?
So, it's my daughter, Lily.
Daughter Lily, and how old was she when she booby-trapped you?
So it was during COVID, so she would have been around 7, I believe.
7, OK. So everybody's at home, idle thumbs, devil's work, etc. What did she do?
So, yeah, it was a really nice summer, wasn't it? So nice and hot. So she'd always do the kitchen tap, nice bit of sellotape just underneath the spout. and then put I think she had my old phone or something that she used to play games on and whatnot. So she'd then put that on the windowsill recording, and either I'd come in to get a drink or they'd ask for a drink, both of them, and come in and, ambush me every time. normally with a top off, because it was such a nice summer, and then blue language would ensue.
Yeah, of course. I mean, we all had to do stuff to entertain ourselves. I suppose putting a bit of sellotape under the sink nozzle is as good as it's going to get. It's as good as it's going to get. I like the added thing that she filmed it. Is all this footage been stored? Is it all in your iCloud? Yeah, great. Okay. Treasured memories that you'll have forever. Nathan, thanks very much indeed for the time. Send our love to the family. We'll speak to you soon.
Will do. Thanks, guys.
Well done, mate. Take care. Bye-bye.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Welcome along to The Breakfast Show, where if you're just joining us, we've spent time here this morning discussing, have you been booby-trapped by your kids? Or were you a kid who booby-trapped your parents? And with that in mind, please welcome to the show, Liam. Good morning, Liam.
Good morning, Dave. Good morning, team.
Welcome to the show. So, at long last, I knew it was going to happen. We have an adult who was the Kevin McAllister of the group back in the day. Yes, Liam, you are the kid who booby-trapped your folks.
I certainly did, and it involved a syringe, some Tabasco sauce, and a bunch of grapes at a dinner party.
Ooh, yes! It's got it all, hasn't it? So, let's start with a dinner party. Who's in attendance?
So, my mother and father and three of their very closest friends. We had a rich family growing up, so dinner parties was a bit of a swanky thing in the house. They hadn't been together for at least 4 or 5 years. My dad was ex-military, so they all came together for the celebrations of all things friends.
Oh, my goodness me. And what could possibly ruin such a joyous, long-overdue occasion but a boy named Liam? How old were you at the time, Liam?
I was 11 at the time.
11 years old. OK, so let's bring the grapes into play now. We'll get to the syringe in a bit. So were grapes commonplace in your household, or was this something that mum and dad had bought out as a special thing for their guests?
It was an absolute special treat. I actually hadn't seen grapes before. I'd heard about them, and it was like, oh, grapes, how exotic. In a bowl in the kitchen with do not touch.
OK, so, but you did touch. In fact, you went beyond touching. You went to syringing. So where does the syringe come in? How did you get hold of one of those as an 11-year-old boy?
Well, I had a younger sister who was 8 years of age. My mother was a practicing nurse, and she bought one of those, like, nursing play kits so she could practice being a, like, nurse with the little stethoscope and all the things that come with it and the little nurse's dress. And a tiny, very realistic syringe with a tiny nozzle on the end. Perfect for what I had in plan.
OK, so... I love how devious Liam is. I love it. So you're looking at the grapes. You're looking at this exotic fruit, and you're looking at your baby sister's syringe, and you're thinking there's something that needs to go in the middle of these two things. And what is the missing ingredient in young Liam's mind?
Well, I thought, how could I inject grapes? Easy syringe. Got that. Went upstairs, brought it back. I think they're in their second course. Went into the kitchen and thought, well, what can I put in it? And I opened the cupboard. The first thing I saw was some Coleman's mustard. thought that's going to be tricky. Also, the colour might show up a bit, and then I spotted it. The perfect colour match and the perfect size. Tabasco sauce.
Oh, my goodness. See, I thought you'd pre-planned this crime, but you're actually doing this whilst the dinner party's taking place around the dining table, which is so bold. Did you drag your little sister into this in any way, or did you just take the syringe and leave her alone?
No, I thought it best to take the full blame for myself and, of course, the full adulation for having done it. I wasn't going to share that with anybody else.
So you inject the grapes with the Tabasco sauce using your little sister syringe, and then the grapes are brought out by mum and dad to be enjoyed by their guests, I presume, with the cheese course, as this is a special dinner party occasion. What happened, Liam? What was the reaction? Did it go as planned?
Well, the interesting thing was my mother said, spare pair of hands, you can help me with this. And with the inner smile on my child's face, I helped arrange the grapes around this beautiful cheese board, three or four types of cheese.
Oh, wow.
And to the delight, the beaming delight of my dad as the youngest son carries his cheese board into the living room, parks it there, leaves with their gratitude on their face. And
he ruffles your hair, gives you a pound coin, off you go, that's my boy. It's beautiful.
That's my boy, that's my little Liam. And then so I literally walked into the room, lit the touch paper, went and hid behind the drawer and retired.
So how many people do you think got a Tabasco grape that night?
They all did.
They all did.
There was various gasps. There was various, oh, I say, and lots of expletives came out. Right. And that dinner party, as my mother said, was ruined by myself. And to this day, she still calls it the Grapes of Wrath.
Amazing. What a story.
Oh, Liam, I am so grateful for your time. A truly epic tale, The Grapes of Wrath is. Thank you very much indeed, man. Have a great day ahead. Lovely having you tuned into the show.
Thank you for your time, and it's a great show. Love listening to you all. Take care.
God bless you, Liam. Thanks a lot, man. The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio. Welcome along to Absolute Radio, where real music matters, and the Dave Berry Breakfast Show, where just after 9 is shout-out time. So why don't we bring those two concepts together with our brand new way in which you can earn a shout out in about 15 minutes' time. And it is named Nearly the End of the Working Week Music Quiz. Snappy.
We can work on the title going forward.
So I am going to play you a bit of a song. It's nearly the end of the song. Like, it's nearly the end of the working week.
Yes.
If you can identify the ditty, you can have a shout-out. So, I want your names. I want to know where you are. Send it all along to 81215. But on top of that, tell me who and what this is.
Oof.
Yep.
Nearly from the end. There. Yeah, of course.
If he's missing, I don't have to give the answer. Oh, yeah, I know. Yeah, oh, I know it all right.
I tried that during my GCSEs. It did not work. It did not work out, kids. Don't do what I have done. Here we go again. It's nearly the end of a Stonewall classic. Your names, where you are, your answers, all along to 8, 12, 15. Your shout-outs are coming up. But first, let's squeeze in one more song, shall we? The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio. It's Absolute Radio on your Thursday morning, where just after 9 is shout-out time here on The Breakfast Show. And we brought a brand new idea to your brains, the Nearly the End of the Working Week Music Quiz, where we played you what is nearly the end of a ditty from across the Absolute Radio network. If you could identify it, well, you could have your shout out. And this is what I played you about 10 minutes ago. Glenn, would you like to do the honours?
I believe it's Space Oddity by David Bowie. This
is not of course it is. I'm
stepping through the door. One of the greats. By one of the greats.
It's obvious now with playing it for ages.
Yeah. When you just hear the Thursday section on its own, it's quite hard.
It was Space Oddity by David Bowie. Congratulations to Kevin, off to play golf at George Washington Hotel. Ooh. Dave at work in Woodford Green. Andrew and Michelle sitting at a car park in Avignon eating a pan au raisin.
Wow.
Is that how you say it? Scott and Carl in Essex working hard in the office. Gold Teeth and Dave, the top joiners. Mike and Louise in West Sussex trying to teach their cat to use the cat flap. Andy and Gary on the ramp at Castle Air. Big Sam and Carlos on their way to Leeds to fit a sign. And Donna from Barnsley getting ready to see the Foo Fighters in Manchester tonight. Well done, everybody. The nearly the end of the Worker Week music quiz brought you Space Oddity by David Bowie, which, of course, you can hear on Absolute Radio 70s.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
And that is it for what has been a truly remarkable episode of The Breakfast Show. Thank you for tuning in and being part of it. If you missed any, well, I do highly recommend you get the brand new edition of The Daily Podcast, available wherever you do your podcast-style dealings. It needs a title based on the ringing of the podcast naming bell. The Road That Men Are Fleeing, hashtag Sugar Salt Bay, Bum Over Bread Basket, Offal Fest, the sweetmeats would be amazing, a syringe, some tobacco sauce and a bunch of grapes at a dinner party, and the Grapes of Wrath.
Oh, wow, rich pickings. I think it has to be inspired by Liam in Wimbledon. He was like an after-dinner speaker, wasn't he, with his tale. So I think it should just be a syringe, some Tabasco sauce and a bunch of grapes at a dinner party.
The podcast has been named. I could not agree with your choice more. Go check it out. If for no other reason than to hear Liam's incredible story of setting a booby trap for his parents when he was 11 years old. Right, Leona Graham's going to be here next. She's got the tea break trivia and the details you need to enter Make Me a Winner, which, by the way, is worth £150,000 today. After the call, should you win, we guarantee to have the money in your bank account. We'll be back with you tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. Stay safe, stay entertained. Arrivederci!